Do you want your products seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tai. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.
Okay, welcome everybody to our podcast. We have here today, our guest is Dima. Dima, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me at your podcast. As we're doing podcast, we're doing live, correct? So people can see us. It's not only the audio representation. So generally speaking, today, maybe we're going to jump also on some screen sharing and I walk you through some like cool ideas that I guys prepare for you. But if not, we're just going to have a lot of cool time together. My name is Dima Kubrak. I'm founder of company Sellerize. And also, I have my Amazon brands. I have prep centers for Amazon sellers, which is a warehouses. We help sellers to process their goods. We do many, many different businesses here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm based off USA with the team about 80 people. So guys, everything today I'm going to share with you, it comes from personal experience, not just kind of an information that I build up for the talk. So every day I'm grind on this information and then we have different improvements to share. So if you will find something interesting in my information or you will find something that can be improved, please be comfortable to contact me directly by Facebook or maybe follow up me on Instagram and I will be happy to help you and answer all your questions.
Awesome. So maybe we can just dive right into it. Dima's known for his fast cars and awesome Amazon experience or knowledge. So let's get into it.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I would love to know. So we're going to start first with the cars or we're going to start with the Amazon business. I hope everybody had a very amazing Prime Day and you can buy a few toys for yourself. Some people can buy like Ferraris. Some people just maybe they are at the beginning of their journey, you know, like so. Anyway, I remember like we started on Amazon, me and my wife together. I was like 10 plus something years ago. And I remember my first withdrawal from Amazon. I remember this. It was $12,000 that was withdrawn from Amazon to my bank account. And I told my wife, listen, let's go to the bank, withdraw this money in the cash. And I remember we did that. We took this money, we put this on a bed, you know, like, and took a picture. And it was like, we were so happy. I remember this first sales come and it was interesting journey. And, you know, like, Amazon changed since then, like, a lot. And actually, Amazon keep changing all the time. Would you agree with me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Every year, there's something new.
Yeah. I remember all these people who were starting together with me. I remember I went to the first event that was hosted by one of the famous companies on Amazon. We paid like $12,000. And I remember the main two topics we was discussing. Topic number one was how to ship products from China directly to the Amazon. And the person who was sharing this information was like a genius. You're like, are you serious? You can take a container from China straight to the Amazon warehouse and it's possible? Because before it was like, you know, like maybe for you now, because you're already like deep into the Amazon business and you know, it's like, it's simple. No, you contact any factory and any factory can deliver straight to Amazon. They know how to print FBA labels on all kinds of stuff. And yeah, and back in the days, there was no people who you can hire who can help you with the navigation. So with the Amazon, I remember you go into like services like Upwork or onlinejobs.ph and try to find people who specialize in Amazon. There was zero people. Nowadays, open YouTube, just type Amazon and you're going to be lost in the amount of information that people trying to provide you, educate you. But guys, please be very careful with information that you absorbing, you know, like try to find trusted sources. And at least if you're watching some videos that are already like 6 months, 1 year, or even 2 years old sometimes, make sure this information is up to date because Amazon changed a lot since the last year or two or even 3 years. I even see sometimes people watch some videos how to acquire reviews on Amazon by giving away products everywhere on the Facebook groups. And they're like, where did you learn it? There's some guy told me about this on YouTube. I said, like, are you serious? You know, like, just like, look, there's so plenty of sources nowadays from free sources on like a Facebook groups where people live, the actual sellers that you can go, you type your questions and people will answer you. If group is not that active, sometimes even admins, they are professional sellers. Sometimes they can help you as well. So, or podcasts like these guys, you join. That's a great way for education in time. You know, I mean, like the current knowledge. So, and today as well, I want to show you some information that been updated recently. Like, for example, my main topic for today was keyword optimization. And for so long, people was using some specific frame of keyword research. And this frame was like a SOP, like a manual. Nobody even ever been questioning this type of research. I even remember when I was building my first keyword research 10 years ago, and then helping, and I remember I was having this guy in my company educating him how to do properly PPC. And then he wrote a book about PPC based on this knowledge. We was completely doing different frame of work, but now technology is changing. You have access to the better data. You have access to the better tools. You have this ability, guys, to dive deeper into the analytics, and like company Signalytics and other guys, they can help you to expand your knowledge in this complex world. I can tell you, Amazon is a simple business if you're doing proper steps. It's like you have to have these fundamentals that you follow, and then everything will get to the place. I have this one of my favorite guys. He's saying, like, to build a product that making $100,000 per month, you have to do a lot of things right, like sourcing, packaging, the way how you do marketing, branding, everything. But if you want to do product that do $10,000 a month, you just need to avoid simple mistakes. And today we're gonna, and that's why I'm saying to you guys, nowadays there's so many services and service providers that can help you to speed up your knowledge in this business. You don't need to learn right now every single department and be knowledgeable in every way on Amazon. You know, like, there's so many people who will help you to rank, to optimize, to write the copy. But besides of that, there's a lot of cool tools, guys, that you can use yourselves if you really want to invest your time into optimizing and making more money on Amazon. So just generally speaking, Baldwin, like, for example, I remember your amazing presentation about TikTok. Remember?
Oh, yeah, back in Vegas in October or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, at that days, I have no idea TikTok can be so interesting and so lucrative as a traffic source. Like, yeah. Nowadays, everybody like, hey, TikTok, and people already found ways to skin a cat the right way, correct? So. Yeah. This is something that you have to, guys, be up to date. And I know a lot of sellers who works on Amazon, they launch products 5, 6, 7 years ago. And they just use this as a revenue stream, profit, like ATM machine. They're not optimizing. They just stay in there. But guys, you have to understand one thing. Your market share may shrink because the competition is coming. The people getting more knowledgeable, they're getting access to the better tools, they're getting access to the better processes. And for you as a business owner, either you just starting or you're already doing some good sales on Amazon, you always have to be up to date, you always have to optimize. So by saying a lot of this information, today we're going to dive to one topic, which we'll call keyword optimization systems. And today I'm going to just give you fundamental things to change the way, guys, how you was doing keyword research. It doesn't mean you have to completely switch, but I will give you a completely different angle of view how you can start over again and make a better systems, you know, or maybe use this as an addition to what you already have, like something like a benefit for your company. And either you do it yourself, implement with your team, or maybe just if you use some service providers who help you to rank products on Amazon, just give them as a base as well. So keywords, that's the topic was very popular for so many years and ranking, because we know the only way for us to be visible for sellers, it's for them, or for buyers, it's for them to be able to find you on Amazon. So you want to be on a first page, preferably on the top of the page. And there are so many ways of you to be visible for them based on a keyword search, because now Amazon enrolled like a few years ago, very heavily invested in a PPC, which is pay-per-click and other strategies. So, and also they start to reduce organic positions on the first page. They start, some organic positions on the first page start to be paid. It's not news for you, but I wanna just give you fundamental things, guys, to understand. So the reason why I was built and improving my keyword system, because I came with experience of 10 years of keyword optimization. And 10 years ago, I remember when I was building my first bot to rank keywords on Amazon. Not me. I'm saying some other company I knew, they was building some bots, you know. So these bots eventually stopped working because Amazon algorithm on Amazon become more efficient. And nowadays, just simple clicks, add to carts, wish lists. I don't want to scare brand new people, like what people used to do to navigate searches on Amazon to benefit their company. But nowadays, guys, you need to understand the only way for you to make money without paying extras, it's to be in the top of organic positions. It's of course, it sounds simple, you know, like, but some people, they miss in this, you know, like, of course, a lot of people move to PPC services, and PPC services is absolutely fantastic if you know what you're doing. But at the same time, sometimes when you set up PPC campaigns, you go to the keyword list and you base your search based on a search volume. But the search volume, guys, it's a great number, you know, like you have to consider this metric. But at the same time, the search volume will show you only kind of market availability. Give me just a quick second. I need to. My ring is. Someone came. Someone brought me $1 million, you know? So I have to open the door.
Yeah, let me just express this. You know, Dima's super smart. The first time I met Dima was in one of our first elite seller masterminds in Vegas. We were in a small mansion. Whenever Dima talks in that room, everyone listened. And the foundation of keyword optimization, people are always neglecting this, right? Like, people forget the foundation and they just want to go head straight to PPC, or they want to head straight into trying to rank, even though the foundation isn't there. So I just want to stress, you know, how much knowledge Dima can really share on this.
Yeah, guys, the thing is, like, I will try to simplify what I'm saying. That's why maybe some things that I'm going to say sounds very obvious, but these obvious things sometimes being missed by sellers when they build in a system. So because systems, they have to build on a very strong foundations, fundamentals. So these fundamentals, they have to be proven. And since Amazon algorithm is changing, you always have to align with these changes. If you are not and you're using old technologies, then you would be probably either lose potential profits, or your competition eventually will cut some part of the market that you're just gonna lose, you know, and eventually your products and your ranking may slightly go down. And also I developed some analytic tools in our company called Sellerize. Don't guys think that I'm just trying to pitch you my software, which I am. But at the same time, guys, you have to understand there's no tools available on the market that will help you same amount of data. So maybe there's some other tools that are great for your Amazon business, but it's like a fork and knife. You cannot eat a good steak without fork and knife, you know? Yes, you can chew it, you can bite it, but if you want a proper nice dinner and a meal and satisfaction for yourself, you need to have this piece of metrics that I'm gonna give you today, and you have to plug this in your business. And also on this call, guys, I'm gonna give you a 30 days free trial. So you can play, you can try, you can optimize. And if you feel it's worth it for your business and it gives you results, then you can just keep continue using it. And if not, you're always able to cancel without any payments. So going back to the keyword research and optimization, the one of the biggest parts when we optimize keywords, we based our research on the search volume. And sometimes I know like people, they do like, they filter out keywords that do have like 250, 500 searches per month, which is when I will show you like what was my point of view when I was optimizing. My always was question is, are these keywords really worth to rank? Are these keywords are really bringing me money? Because let's say if I spend money, I will give you a simple explanation, because right now, if I will go too much into the details and percentages and sales, then you may get lost in information. But to simply understand, imagine you want to launch a product on Amazon, and imagine there's almost no traffic on Amazon for this product. Would you launch this product? Would you spend money on developing this product, bringing this to Amazon, investing money in marketing? Would you do this? Absolutely not, because you would not be able to make money back. So the business, it's a real business. We're working on one term, it's called ROI, return on investment. If you invest in money in boosting ranking for some specific keyword, you have to consider a ROI. Return on investment, how much you invest to boost this keyword through PPC, giveaways, whatever guys you do, you know, there's plenty of strategies. I'm not saying every strategy is a white hat and TOS compliant in terms of ranking, but when you're trying to consider what you're trying to rank, first, you need to consider what product you're going to take. The second part you're going to consider what type of keywords you're going to rank, because keywords, they are different, you know. Some keywords, they so broad. Yes, they have traffic, they have search volume, but they have zero, they have very little conversion or close to nothing, like let's say 8 to 10% conversion. Yes, they're big, they're huge, but for you as a product, it would be so difficult to stick to the top, because if someone types, I will give example today on a product like a bicycle seat, there's a plenty of different bicycle seats on the market. Sport bike seat, white bike seat, woman bike seats for men, cooling technologies, LED included. There are so many ways of people, if someone types buy seats, sometimes they don't even know what type of product they're going to buy. And if you will do research and you will base your searches on a simple metric like that, you may lose a lot of money because you're trying to rank for this product. Also, our metrics will show you guys exactly how many sales you're going to do per specific keyword and what conversion would be on the top. So for you, I will show you also for you what type of conversion per keyword we're always looking for. We're also going to show you some cool metrics that if you try to rank for keyword and it makes sense for you, if you try to rank for the keyword, but your ranking power or your ability to stay on the top is not that great, and you've been slightly go down from position, from the top positions, which is like 1, 2, or 3, which is like usually the main sales that come into the organic sales. Yeah, I'm going to show you also additional metric that will determine if you would be able to make sales still from these keywords. Because imagine this part, you take some keyword, you're like, okay, I'm going to rank for this keyword. Let's say you take a keyword, bicycle seat for women, you know, and your product is highly relevant to this keyword. You start to rank this keyword, and then somehow you didn't be able to stick to the top three positions, which is I can also show you like how many exactly sales you need to do through, let's say, PPC top of the search to be on a top one, top two, or top three. But at the same time, you didn't rank, but you can see that market availability gives you option to make extra 40% of top sales of this keyword on the bottom positions, which means you still would be able to make your money back that you invested in a ranking process. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, or it's too complex?
Maybe you can break it down a little bit more. What's the difference between your figure that you need to rank compared to like what other people are looking at normally through Helium 10 CPR?
Yeah, it's very simple to explain. So for the metrics that we use in our system, in our ranking, we mainly use a relevancy score, which means how relevant your product to the keyword that you're trying to rank. The second part, it's how many sales the keyword potentially can do per day. So this is, we will determine how much ranking power we need to use to boost our product to the top. So let's say if product doing 20 sales per day, we have to understand that we have to invest enough money into the PPC campaign or whatever campaign we're doing for the ranking to stay right there, you know, like at the top 20. And a third part also that we're considering, it's conversion per this keyword. So let's say, I'm going to show, like, let's say keyword bike seat has only 11 conversion at the top, while bicycle seat for women may have a conversion of 27%, which means if you rank to the top for this keyword, you potentially will stay at the top because your product is highly relevant. Keyword has a high conversion at the top and it has enough traffic for you. And if somehow you wasn't ranked for this keyword, you can see we call this market availability. If you slightly will go down from position 1, 2, and 3 to the, let's say 4, 5, 6, 8, you still have ability to make sales. You're not going to make 20 per day, let's say, but you're going to make 2, 3, 5. You're still adding this extra sales and you're building this sales profile for your product. Is that simpler? You know,
So what you're looking at is, I want to, not to simplify things, but just the keywords that you have high conversion rate from, right?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah, look, first of all, what I look, you would be surprised how many garbage keywords you can use in your PPC campaigns to waste your money. That's part number one, you know. Part number two, you would be surprised how many keywords people use in their, let's say, PPC campaigns that will never be able to stick at the top because product's so broad. Yeah. It looks good, you know, like because search volume showing a great number, you know, but at the same time, you understand the conversion is so low that staying there, it's only if you like a big brand has so much traffic and you only stay at the top because you're boosting so much, let's say on PPC or something, but not everybody would be able to stay there.
Yeah.
Look, another part that we're looking at, what sales, what keywords bring in sales to your competition products. And we structure them by relevancy to our product. And we strategically take these specific keywords and we know exactly what we need to have like a laser, like a maniac focus on the keywords. Everything else, we stay aside. We know we're not going to make sales from other keywords. Only these keywords matters. And if we not able to rank them easy, we need to understand, okay, what would be our strategy to slightly go up?
Okay. Yeah. I think like, for example, a lot of times people will search like bike seat, right? And then they find bike seat, but that's usually not the first search or the final search that will convert, because that's what they look for first in order to do their research. Then they type in bike seat for women, and then those are the ones that convert. So
exactly,
yeah,
because like, there is a search keywords and there is a buy keywords. There's defined search, you know, and then there's suggestions also on Amazon that also a part of the system. So if you're going to type on Amazon matcha, the Amazon will give you suggestion matcha green tea powder, which is huge, huge keyword. And nobody types matcha green tea powder, but people so comfortable to use suggestion that Amazon gives them. So this way they're going faster through this process. So even if people call this a long tail keyword, this keyword are really like, you cannot consider like completely long tail because this keyword is a exact search, you know? So because majority of the people who use term in a long tail keywords, they consider a building up keyword. Like for example, someone type bike seat and they think, and then people go and they type bike seat for women. People don't do this, you know, like say they type bike seat and they see suggestion bike seat for women, and if it's relevant to them, they click on this, you know. So very rarely people use it's only like if they just do complete new research, but majority of the people who comes to Amazon, they potentially know what they want, because Amazon is not a research platform, it's a buying platform. People come in for the checkout, and checkout made so simplified so people buy in quickly. You know, I don't know like if there's any statistics on how long people spend on the pages to do a checkout, but I'm sure it's way faster than majority of the websites.
Yeah. I would assume Amazon has dialed that in to make it so it's like you're in and out within like less than a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Like I know myself, you know, like if I need to buy something, let's say I need like buy a safe, or I need to buy a tripod, a camera, you know, like I just go. Sometimes I use branded keywords to find and yeah. Like that. All right. So what else?
Yeah. Well, okay. So now that we have the theory, how do we do it?
How do we get into it? I've built four different tools. Two of them is absolutely unique. And each of them has about four extra tools inside each of them, you know, which is on average about eight different tools and data points, guys, you're going to use. And both of them built one of the tools built on based on keywords that you want to search. And second one based on ASINs, which means we reconstruct the ASIN and we see what ASINs was made of, which means not made of, but what keywords bring in sales to this ASIN. Or we also show you the history. Let's say let me show you the screen, you know, that would be much better. Share screen. All right, do you see my screen well?
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. So if we go to Sellerize, you go to the right here. We have about 17 to 20 different tools for you guys, but we're gonna talk today about keywords. So we have two tools. It's called Keyword Hunter and Keyword Re-Ranker. So since we're on a kind of a webinar, you know, where I cannot show you like exact like systems how we do research, but I'm gonna give you like a tip of the iceberg, and then you're gonna just learn it more, because we have a SOPs and videos how to do proper research. So let's say I type bike seat, which is like, as my considerations, it's, let's say you don't know what type of keyword are main keyword. But usually if you know the product, let's say it's a web camera or it's a coffee cup, you can choose any keyword. So when I click search, what system do? System goes into our database and it's scraping every single person who ever sold through this keyword, which means we're finding ASINs that was performing for this search term. Then we take every single ASIN and we look what other keywords was making sales to these ASINs. We take this list of these keywords and we make the relevancy score, because usually it becomes around, because we take every single keyword from these ASINs and also reconstruct them. So as we can see in the search term of bike seat, only 121 keywords are actually making sales. So this is the simple way to complete keyword research for a product. But right here, if you go to the bottom, you can see that bike seat is a top one keyword. Bicycle seat has a second by the volume. So this is search rank. I will show. It's like a BSR for the ASIN, but it's a BSR for the keyword. So we also can see this keyword bike seat has a 17,000 clicks and it has only 11% conversion. That's why I was saying you have to be very highly relevant to this keyword. If I would try to rank keywords, maybe I would not go to the keyword like that right away, because too broad of the request will leave you without money really quickly. So, and I would probably go to something like a bike seat for men. If I have a bike seat for men, I can see they have a 17% conversion. But if I go bicycle seat for comfort men, it has a 20% conversion. Or women's bike seat have 23% conversion, as you can see from this page. So also from this list, I can see exactly what's the other sales availability, which has helped me to determine that 60% out of the 60% out of the top three positions, it sells after that, you know, which means, and we're talking only about organic sales. So this is the organic sales. We're not considering PPC, which is a paid search. We're talking only about organic here. And also we can see that this keyword has seasonality, you know? All right. So, and this from here, guys, we can go to related products and we can see who is the top performance in this category. And if I will click on this guys, let's say bike seat, I can see this guy performing and has the best sales on the market right now. But I can also see what keywords he is using to make sales. Like, let's see, the system will analyze right now.
So that page earlier, while we wait for this, that page earlier, it was only organic search, not exactly. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So you can also like type on any keyword and it will show you like the semantic core for any of these keywords. I just give this as an example, you know. So, but if you will go to async search, which call keyword re-ranker, you just can access directly from here, or you can click on this page on related products. And you can see right now that in re-ranker, we see that for this product, he used to have 148 keywords that he used to make sales from. And now he is on top for only 34. He used to be for 148, you know? So this guy still has an opportunity to grow his sales bigger. And this data based on 485 days. And if you will go here down, you can click and see which keywords at the top right now. So he's number one for bicycle seat, you see, in the top. It's also gonna show you like his statistics right here. Let me see. So this guy's making a 2,270 sales from this keyword only. You know, like if I will open, it will show exactly how many days in top three, in top one, top two or top three this guy was placing. So sometimes you can see right here the metric. Let's say if the guy lost the positions, we will show that, let's say this guy was last appear on the top positions on July 31st. But we can see this product was Mountain Bike Seat was on July 28th. So maybe the guy lost top three positions, but we see this guy was doing 67 sales, you know? And if he was for long enough on the top three positions, I would be very comfortable to rank this keyword again, because this keyword was making sales for these guys. So in this dashboard, we still continue working to improve how to look at this. But sometimes I just download report right here and you will see the Excel spreadsheet where you would be able to do filters. You can still have filters here, but if you have a lot of data, like for example, here it's 148 keywords. Yeah, and sometimes you see products that has 500 or 600 keywords. Then for you, it would be much easier to work from the Excel and see details there or maybe do some customization. Also, guys, once you will try this process, I would be happy if you would contact me back and tell me what type of view or filters or improvements you would like to do to make it much easier to work with.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for example, everyone uses Helium 10, right? It's just the standard exactly. tool everyone uses Absolutely. Now. And this is what normally people use for their keyword research. But this tells you historical data on ASINs. So I just want to express, you know, how detailed and how fine that you can actually go into your keyword research without... Because when you do like a reverse ASIN lookup, I forgot what it's called now, but reverse ASIN lookup, you just get the keyword and that's it. You don't know anything about the history, the seasonality. So this is great.
You know what the biggest thing that you have to consider when you're doing keyword research? When you do the keyword research, you don't need 20,000 keywords or 10,000 keywords or 6,000 keywords in your file. You need only keywords that make sense for you to rank and to make money from. All other keywords, hundreds and hundreds of keywords, you don't even need them. it's when you're using Hunter, let's say, and you type in a keyword and you gain 121 keyword of semantic core, that's what you need to focus on. That's if you will focus only on this amount of keywords, you're gonna make money. If you will start to diversify your focus for everything else, you may potentially just lose money. And there is no reason for you to rank for more keywords. The only way for you to expand and make a bigger list, it's because by exceed, it's a very broad request, which means by exceed, let's say I sell by exceed with the LED light. Since Keyword Hunter works based on a relevancy, we need to make sure that at least three products are making good sales from this keyword. Then sometimes we can remove or reduce amount of keywords based on relevancy and exact request. That's why when you go into related products, you can check which products are doing the majority of the sales. And let's say if I have a guy with the LED, like I showed you before, like this, you see, this guy has a stripe, you know, which is not an LED. It's just a fake red stripe, but probably some customer getting confused and they may buy this product thinking it's an LED light. Once they will get this, they may not be very satisfied, you know. But anyway, I hope that he explaining this very well I hope he's explaining this very well in his listing, so it helps him to stay relevant. But at the same time, if you have if you have someone who sell products with the LED light, let's say we're gonna try to see this guy, Gidi up. Yeah, you see this guy has an LED light. So for this guy, probably I would try to rank a re-ranker tool and see what keywords he using and what keywords bringing sales to him. So this way I'm gonna take a report from this guy, combining with my Keyword Hunter report, remove duplicates, and then I will have a more relevant keywords data of keywords that are making sales for more defined search for the guy like that. Because that guy has 298 keywords, while Hunter showing 121 keyword as a semantic core for this niche. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because has an extra layer of value in the product. And if you have this value in the product, try to find someone who are more relevant to you and use him as a base for the research. So for the brand new sellers, guys, this tool is so important to quickly find strategic focus. For those who are experienced sellers and already have products, for you guys, is the best way to use these reports to define what exactly bring in your money and what to focus on. Because I can tell you this way, guys, if you sometimes are at the top three for some keyword and the keyword having a great conversion and great amount of clicks and sales, PPC will perform for you differently than for guys who stay on page number two or number three. And if you can see this keyword are performing so well for you, I would probably try to boost and increase more traffic to these keywords just to try to cover more market share and just be kind of dominant ace on a niche. So working with these reports, because look, right now we're doing like a quick overview of what you can do. So of course, some information may sound confused or not full for you, because like I'm just quickly like, hey, click here, click there. But the analytics, like after you will start to run reports and analyze your keywords, you will see, like, I cannot tell you like specific ASINs, but sometimes we run some reports and we discover some keywords that people like not using, but they have traffic and they have great conversion, and we just switching the focus, and some products quickly can increase sales. But let's say like 30% in almost no time. So what I'm usually do, I try to rewrite my title based on this research, and I try to put the most relevant keywords with the most amount of conversion to the first 50% of my title. The second 50% of my title, I usually fill up with the keywords that I just basically missing from kind of added value to my product. And that's basically it, you know? So I know there's sometimes when you do use other tools, you can get a huge list of keywords, but guys, you need to ask yourself only one question. Does this huge list of keywords really matter? That's the biggest part that you need to answer for yourself. And once you realize, look, I'm speaking about experience. I test every tool, you know, like because I have an Amazon business and I also have a this tool. I always test, I always compare, and I always keep finding myself. Let me stop sharing. And I always finding myself that a lot of information that people try to give you is not working. You know, it's simply information to entertain you. But when we're talking about a business, you have to have a bulletproof system, a focus. Like, for example, we have some line of the products that we sell for kids, you know, and these type of products, they don't have a specific request. They have like a gift for girls, gift for boys, gift for, and it's such a broad request. Trying to stay on the top for these products would be so complex. So my main question always would be, would you launch products like that? Or you would like to better launch products that have a specific request and you know where you want to dominate? So because you can find yourself struggling with the ranking and keeping profits coming and business growing because you at the beginning set up the wrong way of building your like a traffic source, traffic core, you know, like the semantic core. So that's why, like, I have sometimes people come into my warehouse, my clients, and I sit with them and I show them how to analyze their products. And they always like surprised what actual keywords making money and what other keywords people try to rank for, but it doesn't make any sense, you know? So yeah. they just there because Amazon give the placements, you know? So.
Yeah. Maybe for some of us who are not as technical, what does semantic core mean?
Semantic core, semantic core, it's a list of keywords, you know? Okay, it's a list of data, you know, like of the keywords that build a base, you know, a base for you, a core of everything that makes sense in terms of traffic and conversion. So I can... right now, it would be difficult to show you because 2 days ago, we removed all the keywords that doesn't make any sense. We used to provide them as well. But to remove the confusion, let's say your semantic core for your ASIN is only keywords that will make sense to rank and make money off. Everything that stays outside, just like a keywords without traffic, like long tail keywords, some unrelated keywords. It's like, okay, let me give you an example. Let's say you try to rank a bicycle seat. The bike seat stays within your semantic core, but green tea, it's outside your semantic core. So, because it's not relevant,
yeah,
and it's not, you will never convert for this keyword. That's
yeah. Kind of, so it's
non-technical,
just
your non-technical explanation of semantic core.
Yeah. I mean, just to sum it up, it's like your list of most relevant keywords that like sometimes it's closely related, but maybe it's outside of your semantic core because it's not making you money, right? Or it's not.
Exactly. Sometimes, yeah. Guys, you would be surprised. You, let's say you go to sellerize.com, you go to ReRanker, you plug your ASIN. See, you have a limited amount of keywords, and maybe sometimes you go and run reports for a competition. Doesn't matter. And sometimes you see keywords like, let's say, for women, you know, like extension for women or something. So these keywords you would see they make money, they bring sales, and this information sometimes will help you to determine what type of products you will make next or how to improve your product to be more relevant to the market because. I have a guy who came to my warehouse who was doing his product analytics and we was clearly see that his products, his niche are very woman driven, but he was telling me, I want to make a product for everybody, for men, for women. I say like, look, But you clearly see that the next product you have to launch in a pink color with a specific design, and and you will make so much more money than you now. You're trying to make this product get closer to your competition. You will never win because the guy has a more centric, more focused approach of taking the market share, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you need guys to do? It's simple, a simple thing. Thing number one, you go to ReRanker tool, you run report for your ASIN. From that, you will see also all the guys who are the top sellers in a category for you. You would see the main keywords that making sales. Even those keywords that not in the top, you always can choose something lower, but you want to make sure you're choosing keywords that has a high conversion at the top. So if you rank, you stay there. That's the main goal for you. If you're choosing keywords that has a conversion less than 11%, you have to accept that you may not stay there, and the money you spend on the ranking would not be worth it.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, especially nowadays, Amazon, in order to succeed, you need to use your money wisely, or else you burn through cash really quickly. So yeah, I think focusing on the right keywords is like the way to rank, basically.
Yeah, like, look, I can tell this way. I run reports from other companies, and let's say I get in a list of keywords, and then I say, like, but how I'm gonna determine which keyword I have to go after, based on a market availability or market density or market search volume? It's important just to see if the keyword is big enough, you know, like, or the market is big enough. Mm-hmm. But eventually you have to be more specific. You have to break down your strategy to be very organized, because some ASINs there, they have some companies, they're burning so much cash on PPC or ranking campaigns, or maybe they have some black hat strategies that you would never be able to outrank, specifically for these keywords that are so broad. Trying to fight against these guys would be so complex.
Yeah. So so we hire a lot of PPC people, right? Like I interview a lot, and a lot of the questions I say, hey, what type of keywords would you choose to rank? And you don't know how many times I hear, oh, the most relevant, the highest search volume keywords. And it's like, okay.
Listen, Baldwin, you know, look, okay, so this is what we do. We have our internal team. We also have one of the service providers companies. And we also sometimes we use companies to test, you know, like we just want them to test campaigns, or maybe they have some new approach, whatever. And just last week, we got the guys, we put them on a PPC campaign. And I see in 3 days, he burned $700 on keywords that will never, ever will make us money back, you know? And I'm like, come on, you know, like again, this mistake, you know, like, so just. So look, guys, let me explain you something. I didn't come here on a webinar as like a guru or the most knowledgeable guy, you know, in the room. I'm not, you know, I'm doing same mistakes as you on a daily basis. Yes, I have access. I built a tool, you know, I have access to data. But for you, the main part is the execution. Execution is the key, you know. Even if I have data, sometimes I still doing mistakes, or my team doing mistakes, or we hired the service, we gave them information to follow, they didn't follow, they burned the money. Of course, we don't pay them fees, but nobody wants to go through this process because money is still burned. And the actions that you guys doing today will define your tomorrow, you know, like the tomorrow of profits of your ASIN. So it's so important for you to stay organized, to make sure you really focus like a maniac, you know, like on optimization, and don't let a lot of people, they set up PPC campaigns and just let them run, you know, like, so count your metrics, count your money, count your inventory, make sure your finances is organized, you know, like make sure you understand where you invest in money. This will help you to make more and more money eventually, or you would have to discontinue your products. Baldwin?
Yep, sorry.
Are you still with us? Yeah, yeah. I see you. You got frozen a bit, you know?
Yeah, my internet. I had to switch to my backup internet. Yeah. So, yeah, great.
All right, guys. So, you want to say something?
Yeah, well, do we have time? Well, I don't think we have any questions right now. Zeeshan, did you have any questions? Yeah.
No. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
I would like to add something. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Perfect. So thank you, Dima. That was a wonderful information, because we have a Pakistani community here and they have launched like low price products and they are struggling to rank those products and make some money. So the information you have just shared is a big win for them. Like they can just use the tool and they get the keywords for their competitors, which making money for their competitors, and they can rank on those keywords and they work on those keywords to get the sales going on. So that is going to be a big help, and I highly recommend whoever is watching use the steps what Dima just said and try that tool, and I personally going to try that as well. So thank you so much for the wonderful information.
Yeah, I think we have one question. What marketplace is your keyword research for? Is it for all marketplaces or US only?
No, it's currently it's USA only. The Sellerize works only for USA, Canada, and Mexico right now. So that's what you're gonna get data for.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can guys use, if you will have any questions, you know, like in terms of usage of the tool or whatever general question about Amazon, you always can reach out to me directly also, you know, or you can type a comment under this video on Facebook. I will see the comment and I will help you as well. I'm going to answer this publicly. If you have some questions that you cannot answer, you cannot ask on a public and or you're shy or it's something like sensitive for your business, you always can send me a message privately. And I will try to help you guys. You know, I don't do consulting, private consulting. But if it's something that I can handle or my team can handle, I would be always happy to give you navigation. So that's I'm open and happy. And I also will be happy to see everyone who come in next week to Billion Dollar Summit to Texas. So it should be a fun event. I will be there too as well.
Yeah. Besides Facebook, where else can people find you?
Instagram. Instagram. Yeah, also, guys,
Fast cars?
Huh?
Is that where you show off all your fast cars?
I actually don't post them, you know? Also, guys, Zeeshan mentioned, there's a lot of Pakistani guys who work in, guys, we also have prep center. It's called Asab Warehouse. We'll help you guys to do a bundling services, stickers, storage. If you want to reach out for me for the best prices, I would be happy to help Pakistani community with the prep center. We're located in Florida. If you need returns services or kind of product optimization, I always help with the logistics. I cannot share much right now on because I have to be TOS compliant. But anytime, guys, you need help with the warehouse, please Asab Warehouse, reach out to me. I will refer to you. We have a great team. People happy to help. And we can always collaborate.
Okay, great. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Balan. Thank you, Zeeshan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Do you want your products seen by more buyers on Amazon, Etsy, and other marketplaces? Do you want to get more traffic, make more sales, and scale your brand? Welcome to the Signalytics Podcast. Signal Code Unlocked, where we discuss what signals are needed to send to your customers, to the algorithms, to the ad platforms, in order to get your product seen, converting, and profiting fast. With your host, former top 50 seller on all of Amazon, the Professor Howard Tai. This is the Signalytics Podcast, Signal Code Unlocked.